Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. Guys, what's up? And welcome to the Mastery Podcast. It's Christmas time and I am happy. It's a phenomenal time of the year. It's great to be here in London as well because it's my favourite place to be at this time of the year. So much going on, so many Christmas things happening, meeting plenty of friends. It's a great time of the year and I really hope you're enjoying the build up to it. Now, I wanted to make today's podcast a bit of a special Christmas one because podcast number 22 is going to be called Building an Action Plan. And it is the most perfect time of the year to be looking at your action plan. And so for the next 15, 20 minutes, I want you to just sit back with me and allow me to help you understand how you can get the most out of 2018. Your year should be about progression, and you can't progress without a plan. And I'm going to teach you how I teach every single coach that I mentor to actually be strategic and make sure that there's systems in place that they can tick off, which will take them closer to their goal. And before I do, I just want to remind you that between now and the 31st of December, you can book any of our seminars. You can take yourself through the journey from personal development right through to developing your craft and getting better at business with M10, with myself, with the team. And all of our dates are set out at m10life.com/education. All of the dates for 2018 are available at the super early bird price between now and the 31st of December only. So head over there, guys, get booked on the courses, listen to some of the testimonials and videos, and you will learn exactly why it's going to make a huge difference to your career moving forward. Now, let's get into today's episode, Building an Action Plan. Now, to many of you, building an action plan is all about just setting down what you want to achieve. And I think most people are very good at setting down what they want to achieve. They set a goal of being the busiest trainer. They set the goal of having the best results. They set the goal of being the best known. They set the goal of moving out of what they're doing now and opening up a gym. The problem is, guys, very few people actually get there. They might make a little bit of progress, but there's a lot of progress to be made. And the reason people don't make progress is because they don't have an action plan. They don't know how to strategically set out everything that's needed to be accomplished in order to meet the goal. And then a lot of people aren't very good at going out and getting the information. So when I work with any coach, when I take them through my mastery process, I always start off with awareness. Awareness that's got you here today. Why are you here? What have you accomplished? What did you do to accomplish it? Or even the awareness of what have you not done? You see, we need to have an understanding of our path to this stage today if we want to make any level of progress. And if you look into anything to do with personal development and growth, awareness actually becomes one of the most fundamental skills. You see, a lot of people just allow every day to consume them, the clients, the diaries, the responsibilities that you have every day, to just push us through. Or we rely on the goal to just get us there. The problem is, without awareness and without taking awareness and actually being strategic and writing it down, you don't end up with accomplishment. And we all want to accomplish our goals. And one of the things that we are not very good at, and this comes back to awareness, is we're not aware of our frustrations. And our frustrations are the fact often that we're looking at a goal that is not achievable in the time frame that we've set. And often a lot of people don't set the right time frames. So let's give an example. If you're new to the fitness industry and you have the goal of being the best known trainer in your area, that could be a 5-year goal. It could be a 3-year goal. But it's not something that's going to happen in the next 6 to 7 months. And you live the next 3 to 4 to 5 months frustrated that you're not there because you're focusing on that goal. And when I teach trainers to break down their goal, when I start looking at the components of the goal, what that does is allows frustration to disappear. It allows you to look at what you want to achieve and know with pure optimism that you will reach that goal. No matter what we want to achieve in life, providing that we put the action plans in place to get there, you'll get there. But I can guarantee you this, if you keep looking at something and becoming fascinated by it and almost anxious to the fact that you want it that bad, that you don't look at the action points that's needed. Let's look at an Olympic athlete. An Olympic athlete 4 years down the line, maybe looking to do the Olympics, but will know in the next 4 years that they won't reach their peak. So their strength and conditioning coach will look at the Olympics 8 years away and say, right, we will peak you for the 4-year Olympics, but you're not going to be at your best. In 8 years, that's your target. And so the athlete doesn't look at the gold medal in 8 years' time and live by that every single day, or else they just live with frustration. So a coach, and I learned this from Yves Nadeau, one of the world's best strength and conditioning coaches for short track speed skating. And he was talking a lot about periodization. And we learned from the periodization that you have to break down everything that you want to achieve into chunks. And in today's podcast, I'm going to teach you how to break down your goals into an action plan, which means that 2018 is something that you're going to be able to tick off as you go along. And if you do, it will guarantee you progress. And the accountability factor that I hold people to when they work with me is, are we ticking these boxes? And what I'm going to do now is just stop you for a second. I'm going to actually ask you to pause the podcast. I'm going to get you to just take your pen out, get a piece of paper, or get your notes on your iPhone. And I'm going to ask you one question right now. And when you're about to answer it, just press pause and then come back to me. And the question is this: what do you want 2018 to look like, and what do you want to have accomplished in the next 12 months? Now, pause the podcast and go and write that down. Now, if you have done that, and you've taken your time to write it all down, when you look at it, it might frighten you. In fact, you might want to pause the podcast right now and go, nope, something else has just come into my head. Now what I want you to do is look at what you want to achieve in 2018 and just say to yourself, is it realistic? Is it in line with what I truly want, or am I trying to get goals or achieve things that aren't necessarily in line with what I want? They're in line with what I think people expect of me. You see, your goals must be in line with everything that you want to achieve. That's a biggie. And so if you have a goal of competing, if you have a goal of working X amount of hours, if you have a goal of achieving X level of results with your clients, and you look back and you say, is that really what I want, or is that what I think the fitness industry expects of me? Because remember, guys, your goal has to be in line with something that really excites you, motivates you, drives you, and you're passionate about. Now, if you've written down what you want to accomplish, what you want 2018 to look like, we then need to break it all down. So what I now want you to do Now we've got what you want 2018 to look like, what you want to have achieved. I want you to go down that list and draw off lines from each line that you've point you've listed down. And I want you to write down this. What do I need to have learnt or done, or who do I need to have spoken to in order for each of those tasks to have been accomplished? So let's just have a look at a couple of examples. Personal trainers might have the goal of increasing their hourly rate. They want to increase client numbers. You might simply be looking to increase the number of clients that you've got. You might want to have a better presence on social media. What about a goal of being the best known trainer in your area? What if it's a goal of having a piece of content published? What if it's a goal of your own physique? For some of you, it might be competing. For some of you, it might not even be on a stage. It may be a personal fitness goal, a running goal, a challenge. Now, each and every single one of these things that you want to achieve, many of them should be aligned with a big goal that you want to achieve 3, 4, 5 years down the line. You need to break down every single component of that. So let me give you an example about increasing your hourly rate. What has to happen in order for you to increase your hourly rate? Well, we need a quality and consistency of our coaching services. We need to ensure that we're busy and full so that we show a level of demand. We need to ensure our level of customer service and results is as good as it possibly can. And we need to show a presence on social media. So a trainer that says, I want to increase my hourly rate, can't necessarily just increase their hourly rate without actually putting in place the things that are needed to happen. So I would then say, right, there's 5 things that you need to have done. So we then break down, you need to have a full diary. You need to break down that you have to have better results. And then we break them down even further. What do you need to have done, know, or gone, or spoken to, that's going to help you achieve better results? And if it means that you've got to go on a course, we have to write down what course you've got to go on. If it means you've got a Skype call, a peer, or a mentor, and you've got to learn what you don't know, then that has to go on your action plan. If it means more sessions, and you're not currently doing as many as you'd like, that actually means lead generation. We need to get more clients. So what needs to happen in terms of getting more clients? We need to go on the gym floor, or we need to increase social media. And if they're skills that you don't possess, who can teach you that? Where do you need to go? And also, what time frame is it going to take for you to learn them? Now, I think you can see right now, we've just looked at increasing your hourly rate and increasing the session numbers, that they could take 3 to 6 months. So then what you do is you don't stress out that you're not the best known trainer in your area and keep looking at, I'm not the best known trainer in my area right now. You break that down and say, well, I will be if I go and study how to become a better trainer. I will be if I learn how to market my business better. But all of those are going to take 6 to 8 months to become good at those key areas. So I'm not going to stress that I'm not where I want to be yet, because I have optimism that if I do those things in the short term, I will be the best at what I do. And I'll be regarded as the best trainer. You see, 6 months down the line, if you are wanting to increase your hourly rate and you're expecting it to just happen, if you're wanting to have more clients, but you're just doing the same thing as you normally do, you'll be faced 6 months down the line doing the same thing, or you may have increased your hourly fee, but you're finding clients aren't signing up with you because of the hourly fee. Why do clients sign up with you when you charge more? Your clients sign up with you because you charge more because you're worth it. There's value. Now, something that I committed myself to for at least 5 years without a break was content, content, content. And you see that with me today. But content got me a reputation of consistency, professional, results, education. And as a result, I became very quickly the known go-to guy for body transformations, weight loss, and fat loss in my area. Because the consistency brought me clients. The clients brought me the opportunity to help more people change. And the opportunity to help more people change with the knowledge that I had from traveling all over the world allowed me to get better results. Now, the better results allowed me to be a little bit more choosy with who I worked with. It allowed me to say no to certain people or ask people to work with my other trainers. So I then got the chance to work with better people. Now, if I hadn't studied marketing and if I hadn't studied article content writing, website design, strategies, and spent a lot of time researching, reading, and interviewing people on these subjects, I wouldn't have been able to move that forward because I would have just sat doing the same thing. A lot of trainers talk to me about social media. And I said, well, I don't just put posts out. There's an action plan. There's a strategy behind everything. And if I haven't got an action plan and a strategy, I won't do anything. So something that I really work with, and I've actually sat in front of today, emails from the guys that I mentor, and they're all sending me what 2018 looks like. And some of them, give you an example, want to become best known in the area. They want to ensure the diary is fully booked. But something that I teach them is the words, how will I? And this goes back to what I was just saying a few minutes ago. How will I should be your word for 2018. How will I do that? Everything that you want to achieve, there is a how will I. There is also what do I have to do? Not if I continue doing what I'm doing, it'll happen. But by X January, I will have accomplished. And I want you to do this. Write down on a piece of paper, not only the fact that you have your goals, write down that you will have accomplished. Make them more accountable. Break down everything that you need to have got done or achieved or work closer towards, and then put a little tick box at the end of them, something that you can cross off. Now, if to become the best known trainer, to have a better website, to grow your online following, to be better known for what you do, to maybe have had an article published in a magazine, to maybe have got your physique in better shape, you put I will have next to each one of those, and you break down everything that needs to be done in order to get to each one of those, and you keep seeing on a week-to-week basis your I will have action plan. That is accountability right there. When I tell people I will have done something, I'm yet to have not done it. And I know every single thing that I need to do to ensure that I get there. Let me ask you this. If you will have a website, and if your website is regarded as the best in the area with the most up-to-date information and the best results, what needs to have got done in order for that website to be up there? Well, it needs to be highly SEO ranked. It needs to have valuable content. You need to be sending your social media followers to your website. Your website has to have a way of getting in contact, but it has to flow to the point that when people see your content and see your results, they want to get in contact with you. So you see, having a website and then making the website known are two different things. Having clients and then achieving results with those clients are two different things. So you can do what you're doing every single day. You can go into 2018 with an action plan of being busier. And you might be a little bit busier. You might get a natural January rush, February rush. But that doesn't mean that your diary is going to be full. with the type of clients you want to work with. It doesn't mean that it's going to help your reputation get any better at the craft that you specialize in. So the last little thing I want to look at, which is something that's important to a lot of trainers and not what something that many trainers think about, is action planning in terms of money. You see, if you're earning £2,500 a month and you have a clear goal that by the end of the year you want to have moved into a new apartment or you want to increase your salary from £3,000 to £4,000, because that £4,000 is going to give you the opportunity to spend more money on marketing. It's going to give you more opportunity to build a website. It's going to give you more opportunities to do X, Y, Z. Then you have to set your action plan according to financial targets as well. But also, guys, the financial targets have to matter. And if the financial targets don't matter enough to you, I promise you, in 6 months' time, you won't have got any closer. So let's give yourself an idea, say around 5,000 a month that you want to achieve. If 5,000 is something that you want to aspire to earning every single month, what you have to do is work back from that. So if I'm charging £40 an hour and I need to get to £50 an hour by the end of the 12 months, you have to go through the exact strategy that I've talked about earlier on in the podcast. Becoming better known, getting better results, providing more value, helping more people, getting better referrals. But every single one of those requires a set of action plan beneath it. You can't expect yourself to just continue and hope that you'll end up at £5,000 a month. It's action that will improve. It's awareness that will lead to accomplishment. So the whole purpose of today's podcast is to help you build an action plan. I'm just going to provide a little review. So, what do you want 2018 to look like? What do you want to have accomplished? And what you need to do with those two questions is write a list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. And just like any spider diagram, everything that you want to have accomplished, and make sure they're realistic, guys. Make sure they're in line with something that's important to you, something that you're passionate about, something that you're interested in, something that inspires you, and make sure it's not something that inspires somebody else. It's got to be your goal. And when you have them listed down, I want you to write off at least 4 to 5 things that's needed to be done or I will do in order for each one of those to happen. And if you have 8 and you draw off 5 lines, you have 40 tasks to accomplish. Now, most people will have more. Most people have more things that they want to accomplish. Then I want you to break down each of those tasks into importance. Which ones have to be done? Which ones can wait? Which ones do you want to have accomplished or should have accomplished in order for each one to have a snowball effect with each other? And then that will set your action plan for 2018. That will provide you with a perfect formula to be able to make a lot of progress. Now, this takes a bit of time. It could lead to a little bit of frustration because you'll probably realize that there's quite a lot that you don't know yet. There's quite a lot that you've got to do. But if you look at successful people in business, they don't just learn a little bit of knowledge and then go on to be hugely successful, unless they have a, you know, particular potluck. But if you're in the fitness industry, a lot of what we're all about is information, it's knowledge, it's teaching. And we all know that our industry really requires us to put time investment in. So that time investment means that you've got a plan. And you only procrastinate when you look at something that it's not a clear goal for you or it's unrealistic. So break down everything to being realistic. Put time frames associated to them. And I promise you, you're going to have a more productive, happier, and more fulfilled, enriching, and successful 2018. Guys, these are the type of formulas and formats that I take all of my online mentoring clients through. And if you would like to join me on my Mastery Mentoring Program, You can work with me from wherever you are in the world. We'll deliver webinars for you as we go on all business strategies, systems, and processes. You'll be Skype calling with me throughout the whole process. And it lasts initially for a 6-month period where we look at your business, your systems, your structure, where you want to get to, put your action plan in place, and then I'll walk you through the process all the way through. I'll introduce you to my networks, my systems, the people that work with me that will help you move your business forward in 2018. So if you'd like to get in touch, please drop me an email to mark@m10fitness.co.uk. Just tell me a little bit about why you would like to work with me, how I could help you move your business forward, what areas you're struggling with right now, and also list down, just like I've done in this podcast, everything that you want to achieve in 2018. And let's jump on a call and let's see how we can actually make 2018 your year. Guys, I want to wish you all an extremely big, prosperous, fun, happy Christmas and New Year. And let's make it a big one. I just want to also thank you for every single bit of support you've shown myself, M10, the team, and the podcast. And I look forward to sharing a lot more with you in the coming weeks, months to come. Take care, guys, and have a fantastic Christmas.